That was a great great situational plays by a lot of guys. We didn't do much there in the fourth quarter, and the defense kept holding to the field goal there and gave us just enough time and, you know, made some great catches, great blocking, and I'm glad we won.
We have a lot of bizarre plays in this football game.
Yeah.
The touchdown, obviously, the Cooks, but the flick to block.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of good players on the D-line. They rush the quarterback. We had some opportunity there. And, we just kept fighting. That was the most important thing. So, we were in the stadium a couple weeks ago. We talked a lot about that, playing four quarters and, playing all the way down to the last minute. And we needed it today. It's a real good football team. I thought they played really well. And it was just a great win for our team.
Tom, it seems like a lot of pressure on you all day long. When you didn't have the pressure, you guys were able to move the ball. Can you just talk about that pressure and how good that defense was today on you guys?
Yeah, they have, some of the best players in the league at their position, rushing a quarterback, and, I thought they played good coverage. There was nothing easy out there. It was kind of, like the playoff game last year, there was nothing easy in that game either. I don't think this is the type of team that, gives you many free plays or free yards or, they make you earn it. So I thought we battled. It was a great team effort. I thought defense really stepped up when they needed to. And, we made a couple plays there at the end. I think we made it hard on ourselves. Too many loose balls, but we got to keep fighting.
Tom, you guys really struggled to move the ball in the fourth quarter. You're facing 3rd and 17 on the final drive. Just how improbable did it all feel to be able to pull this off?
Yeah. I mean, we kept making it hard. I mean, we had the penalties and then the sack and the fumble, and it just felt like we were going backwards, and we were running low on time. I hit Danny on that pass, looked up at the clock, and it was like, 30 seconds left or something. I thought we had a little more time than that. And then on the next play, Josh, we kind of had a 2-on-1 there on the safety, and Cookie got behind Kareem, and I tried to put it out there, and, it's a game of inches, so it was a great play.
Can you just tell us what you saw on that play? I mean, did you see him open or just kind of take a shot there?
Yeah, they were playing at too high defense, and we got, Cookie behind the corner. We had Danny going up the middle of the field. So I tried to stare down the middle and then put it up, and, didn't really see the end of it until I saw it on the scoreboard, but it was close. And then, they reviewed it, and glad we got the 2-point play, and, it was a great win. Got to play the last second.
Hey, Tom, as the season goes along and the team starts to develop an identity of some kind, are these the kinds of games that maybe more than anything else can really start to tell guys what the fourth quarter is about or what sticking together all the way through to the final gun is all about?
You had to gain confidence in a lot of situations, and you got to gain confidence on the road that you can win. You got to gain confidence when you're behind that you can come back and win. And you got to gain confidence in every position. Guys are different. Guys are making plays at different times. And whether it was the backs or the tight ends or receivers made a lot of plays. I mean, that was a lot of big plays we made. It felt like it was either a big play or a loss. And, we got to figure out how to, tighten up the negative plays. But, glad we made the ones we needed to at the end.
Hey, Tom. Kind of in that same vein, how important was it to pull off that final drive in terms of confidence for you guys going forward?
I think it's no matter how you get it, you got to figure out how to win the game. I mean, they're all tough. That's a real good team. They play with a lot of effort. I thought they played really well offensively. And we just kept battling. So I think that's a good one to win. I mean, like I said, 2 weeks ago, we weren't in a position to do what we did today. And that was a great win last week. And then, another great win this week. So we got to keep stringing them together. We got to make improvements. Obviously, there's a lot of things we need to do better. And we're going to have to get back to work and, face a really good Carolina defense. And they present a lot of challenges.
Tom, around the NFL, there's going to be a lot of pictures of players before the game that are images that people are looking at. And one of them is you interlock with Philip Dorsett with your hand over your chest. What was your message in doing that before the game?
I just think there's just a great love for my teammates. So, yep.
Tom, the player that made the game-winning reception was booed before the game because he took a knee. What are your thoughts on that?
Like I said, I got a lot of love for my teammates. I mean, we go through a lot together. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I don't think it's easy to play this sport. I mean, there's a lot of guys sacrifice a lot. I think you have a lot of respect for the guys who play, not only your own teammates, but guys you play against. I mean, without them, it's It's not a great game. So, you know, it's like I said, I believe in, you know, all of us coming together and
the president said that was unacceptable. Do you agree with that?
I'm not getting into any of that. I mean, like I said, I speak for myself, and, you know, I believe what I believe. And as you guys know me, I'm a very positive person. So I try to just live by example and, you know, say positive things about people. And I try to control my own emotions. And no matter what anyone says, you know, I'm going to have a positive outlook. And certainly with my teammates, you know, we all go through ups and downs and their struggles, and it's life, and we're all trying to navigate it as best we can. So I believe that, you know, love is the greatest thing we have that overcomes a lot of things.
Mr. Kraft and a lot of the owners and a lot of people around the league have said, though, that what the president said was not positive about the NFL. And if I know you care about the NFL, do you feel like that the NFL has to fight for its position and defend itself against what the president said?
I mean, everybody could do whatever they want to do. I don't care what the owners do or what, you know, I care about, you know, my teammates and, like I said, the belief that I have in them and the love I have for them. And we get to play, a great game. And, you know, I love playing. I never take it for granted to come out here and play in front of our fans. And to play in my 18th year is a great blessing for me. So I don't take it for granted, you know, and we'll do the same next week. So thank you, guys.